about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
because
we're
so
doing
smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
You want to make somebody unhappy? Tell them they've never suffered.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, struggling versus suffering.
To be a fully fledged member of any community, there has to be some set of shared experiences that you go through. And in many of those communities, if not all of them, a significant chunk of that shared experience involves some degree of suffering.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's understandable when you know, as Art says all the time on the show, that we're a social species. And one of the things that allows social groups to function is there's something that causes them to cohere. There's some common experience that everybody says, we all know what that's like. And whether it's created by an organization like a fraternity or the military, or it's something that people go through naturally because of some external threat to the country or to some community or something like that, those bonding experiences have the ultimate effect of pulling people together in a way that allows them to work together toward other goals, because now we've all had this shared experience.
And a big reason for this is because it's easy to be a member of a community when everything's going well.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
But if you want to believe that you can rely on somebody, then you need to know that they're going to stick with you even when things aren't so great.
Yeah.
And so by creating opportunities for people to have to struggle and suffer and still want to be part of the community, you are then getting some degree of proof that this community actually matters to them.
Yeah.
Now, one of the potential problems with this is that we often misremember the depth of our own struggle, right? You know, at the time it felt horrible, right? You know, walking uphill both ways in the driving snow to get to school. And so when you look back on it, you magnify the degree of accomplishment. And that's fine if it remains in the realm of nostalgia. But to the extent that it influences your beliefs about what hurdles new members of the community have to jump in order to be a member of that community, well, then it can be dangerous, because now you may actually put new people through a struggle that is much larger than the one that you had to go through without necessarily any real value to that struggle.
Yeah. And I think it's important we make a distinction between what we're saying when we talk about a struggle and when we talk about suffering. Many people's conceptions of suffering involve being in a situation that is inescapable and unavoidable, right? That you are in this thing, things are being done to you, there's nothing you can do about it, and that's a suffering position to be in. I think struggle, just that word has a sense of optimism to it, because the thing is, you can take action that is actually going to lead potentially to a better outcome that you desire. And I think often, even though we might say to ourselves, just as Art's saying, thinking nostalgically back to the way we suffered through or those late nights in the lab or whatever the thing happens to be, you know, that even at the time, we didn't really conceptualize it as suffering. It might have been unpleasant. We might not have liked it. But the idea was, we knew that something was going to come of it that we valued. And so struggle in that sense takes on a very different connotation. Now, you know, there are a lot of sayings like, you know, you have to suffer to play the blues and all those kind of things. But the idea about doing that is not just that you've just sat and been done to and taken it. Right. I mean, all of the things that really lead to, whether it's a hazing in a military unit to make sure that they have the stamina and cohesiveness to actually persist in some really difficult struggles, right? All of those things are predicated on the idea that the struggle is going to lead to coming out the other side, now having been changed in a way that's on balance positive, even though you've gone through this difficult thing.
Yeah. A manufactured struggle need not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right? I think that the military, for example, I mean, basic training and the training, for example, that the elite special forces go through is a struggle. but it is a struggle that has been created for a very important purpose, which is that we're asking these individuals to go into extraordinarily dangerous circumstances, and they have to be prepared for that. But I also think that we can create struggles for people that don't serve any particular purpose, yeah, and that are largely designed to recreate a real or imagined struggle that someone else went through in the past in ways that may ultimately create some amount of group cohesion, but that group cohesion could probably have been created in other ways as well.
And we should probably acknowledge there's also the potential to create struggles for ourselves, yes, that serve no purpose whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I think the idea about the suffering thing, you know, when Art was mentioning the idea about sort of nostalgic views of the past and how difficult it was, I think everybody who's come through that in a positive way, I mean, I think about, you know, elders in my family who talk about, you know, living in serious poverty and those kinds of things, you know, when they think about that, they don't talk about it purely in terms of suffering, right? They talk about it in terms of difficulty and struggle. And actually, words in those in those situations matter, right? If you're, you know, like I was joking at the beginning of the show, I mean, you want to make people, you know, upset, tell them they've never suffered, because everyone feels like, well, I've had to go through some things that, you know, maybe you don't understand. That, okay, fine. But I think the notion of suffering and the attachment of helplessness to that does the opposite of what people intend to do when they create struggles for people, right? Because the struggles that we create for other people, if we're doing it out of care and concern for those people, we do it with the informed confidence, not only that they'll survive the struggle, but they will be changed in a positive way as a result of having gone through it.
Next week, we'll talk about the unintended consequences of policy with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.